Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
What a f***ing joke. It starts with coaching. Coaching let you down all season long. Kevin Petullo sucks! Kevin Petullo f***ing sucks! He sucks! He's not an NFL coordinator. I knew that by week 7! He sucks!
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and just, David Mayo.
They just won the Super Bowl.
And it gets even awesomer.
They just won the Super Bowl.
Just delete that audio. I never want to hear that again.
I can't wait to hear Broads this season.
Just watching Bob and Corby just brace for it.
It's so
and that
bad.
Was that was the start of his show, too. Yeah. Didn't build up to it, just went in. All right, fun times today on The Sweet Spot. Tomorrow, we live rent-free at 215, so whatever's rent-free in your head, give us an email, rentfree1310@gmail.com. And at 3 o'clock, Ham, who doesn't suck.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Pizza Pounder Monto.
Damn right. Thank you, Ham. I will now say hello to the hard line. Bob, Corby, Dave.
Bob, Corby.
Dave.
Hello, Monty.
They are ready to rip Jacob DeGrom today.
Ooh, hello, Monty.
Look out, bud.
Oh, man.
Son of a bitch.
Selfish player.
Indeed.
Get him out of here. But stay. But also get out of here. Today is Tuesday, August 18th, the 230th day of 2026. 135 days are left in the year.
In the year.
In the year.
We already had to spoil this for George because he cares more than most, but today is National Fajita Day.
Grab a fajita.
But you gotta wait for the cheese.
I remember the first time I saw fajitas.
Was it magic?
Sick brag.
It's pretty cool, man.
Sizzling.
Yeah. I think I was at the Chi Chi's over by Northeast Mall.
Weren't you mad there was no shredded cheese, though?
That wasn't me.
18 minutes.
Looking all depressed. Mm.
All you wanted were fajitas during the pandemic.
What was that girl's deal? She wouldn't eat them at all, so she just sat in the corner and stared at the plate.
Pouted. Bummed out.
Yeah. She had to wait 18 minutes without cheese.
Enjoy your Mambo Taxi.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Throw some sour cream on there and get through it, you know?
Right.
Stupid bitch.
God.
Yeah.
Wow. Classic.
It says here she became a nun.
Oh, yeah.
Our queen does not like to be disappointed in her fajitas.
Today is National Pinot Noir Day.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I think normal... Put some on some ice for you.
We had nice Pinot.
Montecito.
That's right.
We did.
Fantastic.
White penis.
Hmm.
I don't think that's correct.
It's sure very enjoyable ordering a Pinot in Montecito.
Mm-hmm. This feels right.
I was at dinner the other night.
So close. The wine region's so close.
I was at dinner the other night, and I was perusing the wine menu, and I picked out the Banshee Pinot Noir, because it's from Santa Barbara.
There you go. See? We've been influenced.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd like your finest bag, please. today, also National Bad Poetry Day.
To Nancy.
Well, why'd you all immediately go there?
Yeah, we all did, though.
Bunch of jerks. He's just trying to enjoy his cold wine. Ripping his poetry. On this date in the year 1920... State Representative Harry Byrne cast the deciding vote in Tennessee's and thus America's ratification of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution.
Guns.
Allowing women's suffrage.
And also
haven't they
guns.
Suffered enough? So, were they cool with, like, taking the horse, like, a mile and a half to the local station? Like, it's kind of a beating it was back then. Where half of them, like, I'm good. Thank you.
You mean to vote?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think the voting man was coming around like the milkman and getting their vote.
I don't know if you were aware, but Lady Godiva was a freedom rider.
Yeah, she was.
On this date in the year 1969, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair in New York wound to a close after three nights with the mid-morning set by Jimi Hendrix.
Hell yeah.
Pretty kick-ass.
Still, I know it's really long. A lot of time during it that it's not that great. But the documentary is awesome.
Wonder how many cases of cyclospora were at Woodstock. Ooh.
All of them.
Explosive.
Ugh. Give me 99 Woodstock.
How many people were there?
Good documentary,
300,000? 500,000?
250,000.
Quarter of
I think.
A million thousand.
Speaking of that, Peyton Yeager on with us at 5:30 today.
Nice.
Oh. She the new college football blowhard?
Oh.
She might be after this segment.
Game by game?
This is not great news.
Oh.
Well, I mean, she's fine.
Okay, good.
Pretty good.
We're not fine.
I got AIDS.
She's disavowing Arch.
Hey, fake Peyton.
She's got AIDS.
She wanted to announce it on the hard line. In the year 2005, Dennis Rader, which is who, Mina?
That's the BTK from Wichita, Kansas.
Sentenced to 175 years in prison.
I love murder.
For the BTK, bind, torture, kill, serial killings in Kansas.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
Take me. And
I'm,
the year...
I'm more of a bind, tickle, kiss kind of guy.
No.
Gucci, Gucci, Goo.
Is that your F1, Mary one? Kill one? In the year 2008.
As long as the binding is still in there.
One of the day that sports died for Corby. Rafa Nadal officially unseats Roger Federer to become the world's number one tennis player.
Tennis.
Federer had been atop the rankings for 235 weeks.
Damn.
Man. What are we going to do?
What a bastard.
Did he pick his butt before he served the winner?
He did have a underwear riding up the rectum problem.
Was that like his spitball?
Put some steak on it.
Yeah.
Nearly killed him.
Well, he would always do wipe the forehead, shoulder, penis, butt.
Mark.
It's a wonder that that ball didn't have cyclospora at all times.
It's true.
So I got extra spin.
That's right. P1 birthdays. Hey, Monty, thank for all you do to your body. I'd like to wish my son a happy birthday today. His name is Dean Michael Tritel. He went from 0 to 1.
Okay. That's a big...
He made it.
That's a big one.
He's probably listening. This is his greatest day on earth. Thanks from Clay.
Now he has to pay for his own car insurance, right? At 1?
Yeah.
Well, right. Will he be early. In the field next year?
Ooh, the toddler of the year?
Top toddler.
Or
ooh,
do we
competition.
Get him at fight night? Keep going younger.
Will you subject baby number 2 to toddler of the year?
I think I've learned my lesson.
Have him take down Steve the baby.
Yeah. You know, we did say...
We hate that son of a bitch.
You designated an entire segment to Wells' farts probably didn't help.
He had a bad rep.
Right. He was a problem child.
Word got out.
Sounds healthy to me.
Hey, Monty, please say happy birthday to my son, Burton Price. Today is his 11th birthday. I want to give him a shout-out because he broke his leg the first week of summer camp at 8 a.m. on the first activity of the first day.
God.
But he took it like a champ. He's had a positive attitude all summer. Favorite drop, Corby's kids yelling at Corby when he asked for a hug when walking off the 18th at Lajitas.
No, bitch.
Okay. Just give Papa a hug.
Papa needs a hug.
Uh-uh.
No, okay.
Okay.
Well, okay.
We're at Lajitas. Give me a hug.
I hate this place.
I think doing that, like ruining your summer in minute one of your summer, then you can just be like, all right, I'm not couch guy now, and you got to bring me stuff, and it's hot anyway. So
it's like when you got kicked in the balls.
I dealt with it, yep.
people get worn out of that pretty quick.
Oh, dear.
They'll start throwing your pizzas at you.
This pizza's cold.
Did you see that Coco Gauff's current opponent is Anal Lee?
Is that her real name or nickname?
That's her government name, yeah.
Is it Anna?
Oh, Anna Lee.
I'm looking at the WTA rankings.
Yeah.
Fat Lever is 66 today.
I'm dyslexic.
Former Maverick great.
Jeremy Shockey.
We all remember her sister, Aura.
Jeremy Shockey, 46.
I'm sure he's a great guy.
Whatever happened to Jeremy Shockey?
Racism.
Jeremy.
Still in hospice.
Oh. Bart Scott, also 46 today.
Can't wait!
I need to hear from him more. Dontari Poe, 36.
That was a big ribby guy.
Wasn't he a teenage mutant turtle?
Didn't the Cowboys get him at the very end?
Memphis?
Indeed.
I feel like he rolled in here for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I thought he came in, towards the end. Maybe. Liz Cambage, 35.
Maybe that 2020. Ooh, former wing.
That's right.
Try to slide any former wings by
me. I was going to say, I could probably do quite a few, steel but trap. Not her. Not Les Cambage. Liz. Austin Hedges, 34.
Hedgy.
Yes, for now.
Bogdan Bogdanovich, 34. Willie Cauley-Stein, 33.
Maverick.
Future Maverick. Didn't you play golf with him?
I did.
Bob played golf next to him.
Yeah, he blew open the Astros story.
Okay. No, he wasn't with Danny Farquhar, but Willie Cauley-Stein.
I can't believe how many third-tier golfer or third-tier athletes you've been around.
There's some tier ones.
You should tell them when you see them, they're tier three.
DeMarcus Ware is in the freaking Hall of Fame. Nick the Quick.
Nick the Quick.
Van Exel?
Stauskas?
Oh.
You're not sure who Nick the Quick is?
Van Exel? Come on.
Bonito?
Thought you liked basketball.
I do. Nick Fizikas?
David Irving, 33.
Greatness.
Turning 93 today, Roman Polanski.
Man, that doc on Manson, he is featured heavily, and public and the press did him wrong. We don't have a clue, so how about you?
Okay.
You did it.
The Roman defense team.
Okay, Roman.
Five.
Joseph Marcel is 78. He played Jeffrey the Butler on Fresh Prince.
Okay. Funny, brother.
Would have had him as dead, in Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary, 69.
Funny.
Still Bill Hicks' jokes to some.
Stepdad in Sandlot. Christian Slater, 57.
Oh, he's so good.
Edward Norton, also 57.
Greatness.
Caitlin Olsen is 51.
Sweetie.
51. How's that show doing that she did on ABC?
Still
really good.
Is it good?
Yeah. Seriously.
And Always Sunny just came back.
Crushes it in the ratings.
Three. Andy Samberg, 48.
Funny.
Born on this day, now dead, we have Meriwether Lewis of Ann Clark. Martin Mull, who played Gene Parmesan.
He did play Gene Parmesan.
Underrated.
Number one.
Roberto Clemente.
He always just showed up, right? Like in disguise.
Lucille Malcolm loves him.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, born on the state now dead.
Three.
Robert Redford and Patrick Swayze. Down the state still dead. Genghis Khan.
Genghis.
Who founded Mike's favorite grill. And down the state as of today, Frank Beard.
Mr. Khan, we offer you
this one. Hardly knew.
Shut it down!
Gone too soon.
Yo, Johnny! I'll see you in the next life!
Bye, Justin.
Bye, David.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.